Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wow, it's a good time, yeah. And then say here. Do this, and this comes here, take that, and then let's come back to this here. Okay, set it here. Yes, and then from here, this, and then need to go back for one more. Oh. Kingdom Dominion. Okay, so that was that, and this is this. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Wonderful. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network, the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tamal Jed here. And I want to thank you for listening. That's all the support needed. It is important to know that time is passing us by. And if you think back, say, 25, 30 years ago, and look at your picture in the mirror, and I think, whereas it is difficult for you to see changes in your features, between last week and this week, let's say 7 days apart, no use, making the time shorter, because that is even never going to show you changes. But you go back a few years, 5 years. 5 years doesn't tell a lot, not unless something happened to you. But if you go like 15 years, you could see a little changes, and not much. But if you go 30, 35 years, I think you can see that you have changed a bit. All right? If you go 50 years, oh, you definitely will see. All right, the reason why I'm talking about that is we are in a mental state right now in this era that we are living in called AD Anadamani. A lot of us are not awakened to the effect when you put all this amount of time together that we live through it and realize that over these years, many years, you can see that time is passing by you that you're not noticing. Because you know the amount of time you go out, have a good time, and the amount of food you eat, and the amount of showers that you take. Over all those times, the amount of money that you made over, say, 40, 45 years, 50 years, you're still alive. But you can see clearly when you were younger than when now you bound to admit that you see you're aging. You know what I mean? Substantive aging over all this time. But remember, you couldn't see that in 1 week. Now, this is the point of interest to me. We're after a time. We bury people. They're dead, you know, whether or not they're old or they're young or whatever. But especially the older people, it is relevant to what I'm saying, how you can't see your aging in 7 days, right? 7 days is too close for you to see aging on you. So what I'm saying to you is serious, because I myself have an awareness of the very thing that I am describing to you about how precious life is when we are young and living. And you know, we have a lot of societal issues that we have to be concerned about, because these concerns affects us personally. Because the issues in our educational institution. Why is education an important thing? Not just merely reading and writing, but communication and how situation play a role in why we need education. Because different type of situations occurred because we are people who have intelligent issues. They are, let's say, in the employment field. There are a lot of things there for us to be concerned about. And sociality, you know, and civic affairs and stuff like that. We, people with sense, do have concern as to what we say and the things we do, because it matters that we don't hurt ourselves or hurt other people. And therefore, we have what is called like real estate honings. And why is real estate an important thing? Because it affects the way people live. Right? And then we have a thing called ownership. Right? You're going to buy a house and you look for the best for your money. Now, ownership is only important in a civilized world. If you are pretending to be civilized, that's no good. We find out that now you're going to have something interesting come up into your mind right now, and be careful, because you probably may not be in a good position to deal with what I'm going to say. BC era. What is BC era and real estate? Do you know, if I ask you to like call me and tell me, what is your knowledge concerning people and real estate back in the BC era? Also ask you another question that is relevant to this. Ownership. Is ownership important? And what do you have to say about people owning things back into the BC era? All right? That is one. Do you understand what ownership of things in general back in the BC era? I got to ask it because I am very sure not many people are thinking about it or is concerned about it, concerned with the now. So why do we have a calendaral indication? Why don't we just deal with AD and Adamani? Why? It just can't happen. Because the world exists and people, civilized people, a civilized world exists under the BC era. For what portion of the BC era did the white people exist? Somebody might want to wonder, you know, why do I, you know, talk about white people so much? Well, look here. Tell them to get their fucking homosexual self out of our territory. Yeah. If I am not to talk about white people and who white people are, they're afraid of being talked about and what is known about them. So you can do whatever you want to do, but Mother Nature is watching. You get it? That's right. Now, one of the worst things happen is that white people are thieves, but they don't like to be known as one, even though they are the only culture that are thieves and robbers. And as a matter of fact, I put this to more clarification. White people are the first criminals on the planet Earth. White people are. And the more you resist it, is the worse it gets, because you want to stay in territories that you use what is called imperial colonialism to steal. And you want to make it seem like, no, you didn't steal anything. You fucking ass idiot. That's uncivilized, number one. 100% criminal. It's all over everything we read about that white people are sodomites. And all they do is go about and kill and steal from people. And they like to become government and to rule and to make laws. I mean, this is frightening. This is frightening. The next thing I want to say, how can we live in a world in the way I just described? Therefore, since these white people evolved and they were the first humankind on Earth, ape-like human, and after a few million years, they were still mute and don't have any civilized use. No matter how they twist and try to paint a picture of themselves like they are a civilized people. Civilized people don't come from apes. You just don't. And to pretending that you are civilized don't do you no good. May seem so, but time is a cleanser of evil. And when you think that things are going right for you, when Mother Nature changed, like Pisces is gone and Aquarius is in, you're going to find out people around you grow you out of your antics. And you can't find a place to reside among people who you could in a few years gone by. You find out there is no place else in the world for you. And all the dominance that you reign and kill people when you want and stuff like that, it's all blow away into the abyss. Today, these uncivilized white people convert themselves into Cro-Magnon people. And they are talking. And there was only hybrid human being in the human classification were talking since 200,000 years ago. White people not talking 200,000 years ago. And if you want to challenge me about that, do that. You know what I mean? Because I have the history here to prove it. White people were not talking 200,000 years ago. But who were talking 200,000 years ago as humans? It's the wise sapien. So the sapien species, the parent of the hybrid people, they came into Africa. They developed into Africa 250,000 years ago. So you can look and see 250,000 years ago, you are looking at about 50,000 years, whereas we, the African people, were created somewhere into that years, right? Taken from 200,000 years. So in total, I am saying that the hybrid species, right, came into Africa 250,000 years ago, right? And it's like to the latter end, say 50,000 years, I imagine that we were created within that time. Maybe somewhere in that, based on what I have read, right? So what I'm trying to say to you, there were no civilized life before 450,000 years ago. And that was the time when the Elohim migrate to Earth. A lot of things happened back there. That's interesting in prehistory. You see, I have a book here right now that talks about the Lost Book of Enki by Zachariah Sitchin, author of The 12th Planet. The history of The 12th Planet is very interesting. I mean, you can't find anything in this category history that is more interesting than the prehistory of the immortal gods. Because hadn't it been for them, no civilized life of humanity would exist, because they are not human. They are mortal. They are immortal. We are mortal people, the hybrid. We are mortal, but it is the blood of the gods that make us hybrid. That life force in the blood is what determines civilized, useful life. I am saying and declare to you that what creates the present time that we are in is the past. You know, it's like you can't say you were born 25 or 30 years in the future. You look at that. You can't say you're born in the future. If you say that, you're crazy. You're not a part of any kind of a civilized thinking that. The future is not a place where you do anything. You can plan for the future, but you can't show actual tangible act that you already done in the future. It doesn't work like that. So what I'm trying to say to you, the history citing that I am talking about is in the past. And when we say BC era,
It's not in the future. It's in the past. Where are we running to into the future and not closed? Not closed past as what make us who we are. It is the past. Now, the condition of civilized life started in the past. So when we talk about BC era, and we talk about polytheism, we're not talking about church that just come along. You can't talk about church. And if church, when you research, you can't find no church in the past. Before Christ, then, make it more specific. Because, you know, we have to give account for the latter part of the BC era, like down into the 1200 BC, before this moon calendar thing come about. You think about what I'm telling you. I'm telling you raw, raw, raw reality. That life that we are living in right now is a life, is a psychological evil, psychological level of life. When you see a de-anadamony is the sodomite psychological era, that's what you're looking at. Who brought that about? Who brought A.D. and Adamany about after clearly the hominid humans are living since, like, say, 3.5 million years ago? They've been around a long time. So the hominid, white people, parent ancestors lived and developed in Africa. The world is your textbook, right or wrong. Well, that's all I have to go by. National Geographic World History textbook. It says that the hominid, ape-like hominid, white people, I know, cannot accept the fact that they hate idea of being so human now, but other people are refusing to identify them as human because the best thing is to be a civilized human being. That is the optimum level of civilized life. It's not to be half civilized, but to be fully civilized. And to be fully civilized, based on history, you have to be mixed blood. Elohim. The closest these white people come to being a fully civilized human being is to rape a hybrid person. And that's what they did. But like I said, in order to be looked on as a civilized person, human being, you have to come through the right process. There's only one process that brought civilized human being, you know? Yeah. And what that package came with, how many things that come along with being a civilized human being. Do you know that? Remember, these white people were here first, before the gods. Million in the millions. 3 or 4 million years ago, let's say before the gods, 450,000 years ago, indeed, civilized people around today are up to date with their own history and see sodomite white people take over the world and talk about democracy, and you have to vote for them for office, and you know, they drain the pocket of the little people to put them back into office whilst they are scraping the bottom of the gold mine for themselves, for choosing one among themselves, and they become billionaires, trillionaires, and endlessly, like they've been here all along, 4 to 3 million years ago, and they know where to get the gold. It doesn't go like that. It does not go like that. And I am on my throne right now to talk about that, because I can tell you, as long as I am blowing a breath right now, I'm not bothering nobody, and I am not on anybody's property but the God's own. And these white people want to tell us that everywhere we settled down since 100,000 years we left Africa, it's theirs, because they have, hey, the Anno Domini, the Anno fucking Jesus Christ, is the God of the Bible. He doesn't exist, but these sodomites make up their God in the Bible and say he is a spirit God. Now, not everybody can talk about it the way that I do, because I myself did not know anything about what I am talking about, because I wasn't reading and I wasn't listening to nobody who was reading to tell me. Right? And where I could have known it by people who are participating in, like, say, reading material to other people, let's say in the church. Imagine that we are in the church and they're reading a Bible all the time I was in church. And that the Bible is the textbook for Christians. And once you say you're a Christian, you know, you're not ashamed to carry the Bible. The thing about it is, when you have a culture of people that is being dominated by the Bible, who clearly don't belong to a Bible culture, but they decide to make you accept the Bible as your culture now. They decide, you know, because now you're a victim, right? In the case where Africa sold the African people, the hybrid people, sold them to these sodomites. And today we just read about some of that. And some of us read and know that it was not a good thing. But a lot of us don't do that. And it become a problem for us to get the right knowledge now. Even though we understand, but we are deprived because we are raised up into this whole bunch of nonsense. Now, while we are coming into the knowledge that white people is not in the category of civilized people, and I know that by reading the World History textbook. I know that. And they're out there, like, with everything that the gods establish on earth for civilization. They take it and make it into the enterprise a fucking asshole. Because don't forget, Obama passed law to their Supreme Court that two women can marry because of their genitals. Yeah. Yeah. And now the thing about it that is very, 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 very nauseous and depressing is that it people are forced to accept what these sodomite white people do. Leave Europe where they come from and think now that they have a right to go. Anywhere can people go in the Western world and come take it over. This AD and Adamany stuff, you don't really know what it is, right? Because they talk about the democracy. Democracy don't run a government. AD and Adamany system run government. At least the government that we know about in the Christmas Easter era. And these things don't exist in civilization at all, but they are using everything that makes civilization what it is in actuality. They have confiscated illegally by making up homosexual laws under AD and Adamany. And it is made up on what? What AD and Adamany is. It talks about Jesus, the Jesus era. Where Jesus era come from? Where it creep up into the civilized world from? It's not difficult to start reading the World History textbook and start in the preface pages and see how it gradually leads us on to the chapters that tells us about civilization. But right now, nobody is concerned about what the World History textbook says about civilization. Now, because what? The Bible is being presented and given to congregation of people to be the canon of everything like civilization. The Bible. The Bible as it is accepted in the world as a book of authority over every world history, every time. Who would spoil up the civilized world like that? The mute hominid species. Only them have use for that. Only these people you see are white people that talk like human beings and stuff like that. You know what? It took me a long time before I understood any of what I'm saying here today. Changing the civilized world to what it is today and talk about you have all these institutions out there waiting to serve you for your need, whatever you want. And what has happened in the world has damaged the mental faculty to such a degree that, you know what? The least affected one are still badly affected, and I don't know if who are affected even to a lesser degree than others. Do they really know? Do they really know that they are damaged? Because they still go to they go to good schools and everything, you know, college and university and stuff like that, you know, go to higher learning, but they go to school. I mean they go to church. They are believers. Now, anybody with good reading sense, such as I come to learn, if you don't have to be reading on the highest level to know when you're reading something that don't make no sense, you know. No, you don't have to read all that high level to know. You started out with language in a coherent way. Yeah, because you started out knowing the language formula, right? And it don't start you out confusing at all. From you begin to put syllables together and making statement, making sentences, you're not incoherent, you know. And as long as you come to school as a sober person, you start learning from then. It's the basis of reading and writing and communicating. So you have to go through the very elementary foundation to understand language and to exercising. So what I'm trying to say to you is this. The white people species in the World Literature Textbook, and remember I say white people in the World Literature Textbook are not civilized people. How do they become people like they are now? That's not what they were naturally. So what I'm trying to... What I am not trying, well, am I trying? Well, what I am saying is that white people is counterfeit human being. Counterfeit, why? I didn't say the hominid, the ape-like hominid. I didn't say that they are counterfeit. I didn't call them a fraud, but all of this I call white people. It doesn't matter what they say they own right now. Yeah, I shop at Winn-Dixie and Walmart and other places. And who owns those places? And I go to the bank. White people. But history show you where they invade America and steal from the African people everything because they come here looking for wealth and to settle down for good and lie about they're only looking for some wealth and, you know, want to participate in world affairs and stuff like that. But if they're coming here and they're a sodomite culture, that in and of itself say, look, you can't come in here, and you are sodomite. It's to say that. They are from a hominid species. They were not able to talk. Okay, just like lower animals, not created to talk. Not unless parrot is the exception. Parrot is talking. I do not know how parrot come to talk. But other animals... I've never heard a dog talk, and yet the dog, I think, much more useful than the bird that is talking. But the dog cannot talk. And if there was a way to make the dog talk, the white people would have made dog talk. White people. Because dogs are useful sexual creatures to white people. You see what I mean? Yeah, they have a good sense of fucking human beings because they teach them to do it. Now, these are the kind of people we are mixing up with that are telling us that they belong among us. And I am sure that Evan grieves because I don't read anything that the gods that came to earth were sodomites of heaven and earth in prehistory. Male and female is Anu and Antu, and they have a history. I'm reading in Enki's book about their history. They are like I said, immortal. They are immortal. And they have children, and they have succession. And the language that we are using about succession, legal succession, in anything that is transferred by, you know, our predecessors. The law of succession. The government, the governmental administration. Is a Nibiru heaven. Kings rule by succession. Their children, the rule will pass through their children. And it goes on until time indefinite. We, hybrid people here today, civilized people, we have succession. The law of succession on the gods' existence. We become a part of the gods. After all of the levels of succession went, we were the last. Where are we right now? Where are we right now? The place that we are to look to and born and raised as an indigenous culture of people. We are the ones to inhabit the world because we are the only civilized people. What we have here now as homosexual faggots, Cro-Magnon man, and say that they are human beings. It's simply because the story don't come out yet as to what make them look like they are humans like us. And the other part, talking like us is something they have done. That I say, it is not a natural process that makes these ape people becomes like humans, and they call themselves modern man. And because they are able to read and write and do things that civilized people should be doing, they should be there with themselves mute and making stone tools. That's where they belong. But they take themselves out of that and become like human beings. This is what happened. This is why there is a problem on the earth. Because we have people who say they are human beings that are no human beings at all except to what they did to our ancestors. And now they are intelligent enough to talk about their life like everything is all right in the world. And they make up the church and all these institutions and stuff like that. Where is the African hybrid institution? Where are our institutions? Because before these guys were talking, there were the kingship institutions. We returned since 509 BC. We're. Why the world is in the shape it's in? This is not the world of humanity that the gods created 200,000 years ago. And what these white people have done, not unless you have a good sense of the history about this, will you understand what I'm saying? When I come to understand the history of civilization, you know, I am very I am very affected by it, because what I thought the world was basically nothing significant, you know, to talk about, because the trees and the wind and the water and things like that, that's all I see, and trees. I didn't, you know, and I know that we plant seeds in the ground and they grow and things like that, and we eat and drink and stuff. I didn't understand anything about the reality of civilization. Now, these white people take over the world and change it. Civilization, they move it out of the way. Psychologically, and everything about wealth and sociality and civics and stuff like that is based up on sodomy concept of the kind of life that they put into humanity as a whole, and then begin to say, well, you know, the law that they are making is to govern the world. Is to govern the world. That's where the world of people are perishing. You see? Because you think you have law to protect you? Which law? U.S. Constitution? The U.S. Constitution is just a psychological ploy. Because it cannot in any way, it is not affiliated with the civilized law of Mesopotamia, Sumeria. It's not hinged on anything civilized. The AD and Adamant stuff that they have here, they are able to do that because they go through unnatural process of getting to talk. They have our blood inside of them that give them talking babies until this day. Yes, the truth is no longer understood or accepted. No, because what the white people have done was gradually push the authority of African people aside. They have the clever to do that. First, what they did, put their hands on weapons. You see, and if you have weapons, you can just about make anybody come under your control. Weapons, right? You're going to kill them. And people know if you're going to kill them, they're going to do what you say. You see that? Yeah, that's what these sodomites do. And we look at them as civilized and don't realize that these are abnormal humans. What they were as human before, that's what they are, natural beings. No, they are not. They are unnatural beings. You don't give white people civilization. Because this is what they do with the world, with that knowledge. When it comes to fictitious things, that's what they do to fill in for what they are lacking. You see what I mean? They you know, take up this like civilized way of thinking and mix it with all of the fucking filth that they live and do. What they say they do to African people does not in any way justify for these white people to be in our territory, because they run and trail us to everywhere we go once we leave Africa. That's what they did. That's what they have done, and take away everything that we own and say they control it and control how much you have of it. Now, because we are not seeing psychologically and where did this blindness of ours come from. I like to come to this passage that talks about before history, archaeology and anthropology, meaning when it says before history in this world is the textbook, you know, it's not talking about white people, you know, but at the rate of how they now control societal world, this world is a textbook. It's talking about white people because they're talking like human beings. They look like human beings. They're having babies like human beings. You don't know where they're coming from with it. Where is their history to tell you, walk you from their hominid beginning? Do they have? No, they want you to think that this world history textbook is talking about their fucking asshole father self who go to all kind of an evil to be talking. What about that process? We don't know, and we don't care, and we don't have reason to care because of what these fucking white people do to our brain. We have cerebellum brain. What kind of brain they have? They have big, maybe brain, maybe twice the size of the sapien brain, but the sapien brain is not the same like this. And as far as I think it's introgression, moving a part of one species and transfer it to another should be too compatible. It must belong to the same parent when you're going to make a hybrid of a species. It must be within the subgroup that connect to the same parent. What these faggot white people did was the opposite of that. They transfer their sperm into ours, and it's not compatible. That's why we lose our brain. You don't see? We have kinship. Flood the world. This book right here, I'm telling you. This world is a textbook. What these guys do, these sodomite white people, is to edit it and, you know, put a lot of things in there that if you don't read carefully, you don't know that you are digesting things that are not true. You won't know that. They do all the criminal act like going to Europe and overthrow the king of Italy. and write all kind of foolishness. And until this day, you will not, I have not heard any African person come up and say anything about it. And that is crucial, because you're talking about, that's where these white people first put down a king and start to rule by democracy. And we don't know. We don't know because guess what? By the time they do that, our brain was already soaked with their RHESUS monkey blood. And they destroy us. It doesn't matter what we think we have, our education that we have. Why aren't we ruling the world? Why aren't we ruling the world? Aren't we supposed to rule the world? Of course. That's what the history says. Ruled by king, righteous king, orderly society. If these people wanted in good grace with civilization, they don't come talking about they want to rule anything. Because what they do to be ruling now is unnatural and unlawful things under the lawful government on the planet. Because before the hybrid came 450,000 years ago, they were there in Africa, where there were nobody else like human being or any being whatsoever that took the space from these hominids. It was only them. And why didn't they establish government and everything that they want, that they say now, you know, they need to have? Taking it from us by guile, telling all kind of uncivilized lies in the Bible and have us accept it as truth. That's what they do. And that's what is happening. That don't spell anything that says we are able to rule kingship government over the hybrid ethnic people. It don't. And what I am talking, you would think people would be inclined to want to talk about it. I used to like call people shows and talk to them and argue. Now, why don't some people talk to me and argue about what I'm saying? I mean, I don't have enough academic education to talk to any lawyer in any field, right? I shouldn't, you know, I mean, some lawyer somewhere should be able by now to call this program and talk to me and school me, you know? And whereas I'm talking about BC era and AD era, and what's the difference? You know, a lawyer should know that and see if I am talking nonsense. But as far as I can see, I was not a person who like you know, I don't like nonsensical communication. As growing up as a child and stuff like that, I never like get into like just endless nonsense. You know what I mean? I see myself as someone who inclined to consciousness. You know, like conscious ideas, and you don't talk anything related to something. But I can tell you, from I got up to when I left primary school, and I realized that I'm not reading to a level that be able to make well. I found out that I was reading way, 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 I mean, far below grade. But it's Jamaica, and, you know, you can get around with, you know, with simple education, because that's the level of the country. When I was in Jamaica, like, say, about 40, 45 or 50 years ago, and so on. So I am telling you now that I happen to wanted to read better, and I had an opportunity to come to America. And it was a priority to me to go back into adult school and see if I could get my brain to take in a little more. You know, so I know what the outcome would be if I can read a little better. I was going to be more useful. I knew that. I like to reason to myself and to reason with people as well. I never liked anything like defrauding anybody of anything. Never grudgeful. I don't know of me having a carnal mind that I can't get rid of. you know, and I think that the choice that I make when it comes to, like, my male-female side, I am a male, and I grow up, and I definitely I had a cousin, and I think she passed away now, because I was very young, like maybe 8 or so years of age, or yeah. And I remember, you know, I was in love with my cousin. You know, she was nice looking, young and nice looking. All right. But what I really want to tell you is, when I reach adult age, by then I had I have a good ambition, not to run around and have this girl and that girl and stuff like that. I grew up in the church, you know, so I have this church discipline. You see, the church is only teaching me to be clean and stuff like that. That's the kind of Christianity that in Jamaica, you know, no homosexuality didn't spread into Jamaica yet at all. When I was there, I didn't know what homosexuality is, right? I mean, one remote hearing of something like that, but I didn't know really what it is, right? And the only thing that I knew was popular in Jamaica is Rastafarianism, right? Emperor Selassie followers them, and it was a bunch of foolishness, because the guys them that are into Selassie, they are into the Christian Bible and interpreting it to support the Rastafarian concept. So we were really in the dumpster with that. You see what I mean? However, it was better for to be a Rastafarian. I mean, you could style it whichever way you want to be Rastafarian. Nobody was going to, like, tell you have to come to church, right? But that was the only thing I see here. But come back to what I'm telling you is that the process of my brain is, when it comes to a woman, I don't want no two women to live with. I guess if I were a millionaire or a billionaire, and I could live a certain kind of life that, say, let me feel as good as I am without money. I don't know. I don't know what I would do then, because I am someone with a reasoning that is very, very far away from yielding to, you know, fleshy pleasure that it only happened for a lick of time and then you have your life to deal with. So you can go there, you know, and run around to this woman and that woman. I tell you, I am not putting down nature's way of dealing with people. I'm not putting down that in any kind of way. But it's more on a higher level of common sense to know that if you were going to want to have more than one woman, you should be a filthy rich person who don't, you know, it's just like anything else that's natural, that you could treat these women to anything that they want, and they're clean, no disease, and stuff like that. But, you know, for me, I think the dignity that civilized people have, it doesn't leave a space there in my reasoning that you should want to live with two women. You know what? I'd rather give the money away to people to help themselves rather than me trying to be a man for so many other women. And then I dictate to them this or that. Or you know, that type of life, no matter what it is. I just think that I just want one brilliant woman. Good looking, you know what I mean? And that means everything to the way I perceive a nice woman, and that's it. She don't have to have two vaginas at all, just one. Really, really, really. So, I think that all vagina are the same. And whatever a man may experience, you know, it's just like a lot of mangoes on the tree, and some of them taste nicer than the other one on the tree, because I used to climb, you know, mango tree and eat from all the different branches, and indeed some of those mangoes taste better than some of the limb over there, so on the same tree. So, indeed, men may feel a certain kind of way, but you know what? That pleasure, once it's over with, is business as usual. No joke about that. So for men who feel like they need to have a dozen women, right, and feel like it's the greatest thing ever, look, you will find everything in every woman. A woman with good education, she's charming, she's everything that fill your life. Why you want to go out there and then you can't, this, you cannot, what do you call it now? You cannot, I don't see you displacing a whole person, a female then in this case. A woman is well-disciplined, good nature, and don't involve in anything that is going to be a negative in the relationship. And you don't have any fault. I mean, in this type of AD and a dominant world that we are in, I know you can hardly find any woman who is not going to run into some competition with you. Because what? The way the white people them set up the world since they come in 2,000 years ago or so to, with AD and Adamani, this is a different culture we are into. If you talk about polytheism era, it's a different story when there no faggot business wasn't back there. But these guys come now, and the kind of a society that we have now is a society that they plan to change and make it homosexual. These white people, that's what we have here right now. It's a good thing that AD and Adamani is not a civilized thing at all. No. AD and Adamani is never into the human first civilization of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, and on forward with more of our civilization. There is nothing about white people that enter civilization at all. And now, since them push themselves, them attack now, and they look like humans and they talk like humans, that's where we have a problem right now. Because all of us brain has been damaged over the past 100,000 years. Okay? And until today, African people think that, oh, you gone up high when you get into white people company. White people are the worst thing. And the white woman vagina that they have, whatever a African man is going to feel about a white woman, it is because the white people them get their vagina from our species when they rape the Neanderthals and the white sapien species. They get their looks and their body from our species. Neanderthals and wise sapiens. So whatever you get from them, you must understand it's not natural. No matter how sweet, it's not natural. You look, I cannot give up my thinking, my life, to what is not ideal. And if it is not civilized, it's not ideal. If you think that going around and I look for money, the more money you have is the more, you know, nicer woman you can have and this and the tower and stuff like that. But I tell you something. The juice of life is not to be lived the way that this culture that we are in is living. And the sooner we throw out these white people out of our territory in the Western world and other south or north, where we settle down, is to throw them out. Because it's easy. They don't have any law that own anything. And when we realize that white people don't own anything, it's easy. You only need to know. White people don't own anything. Because AD and Adamani is nothing civilized. It's not a government them have. They can't prove it. They're not civilized. Into the world is a textbook. So what have you to tell me that white people have a government that they're talking about they are controlling African people? No, themselves in Europe, not on our territory. All right. How do I prove this? I prove it by going into this World History textbook and show you when you begin to read from the preface pages about civilization, you will find out it has nothing to do with hominids. Because Right here in the early stages of human development, it was them, and they were the hominids. They are the hominids, and the next elevation of humanity is wise sapien. That's the species that came along 250,000 years ago. And later on, we were created by the gods from that species, the sapien. The sapien is totally different from hominid. White people are fooling us, you know, see. Fool us with the ultimate thing is what we have. Talk about imperial colonialism is no more than these fucking filth and their piss together, mixed together. That's what it is. Okay? A.D. Anno Domini. That's what it is. It can't be government, civilized government, these white people. Now, if you want to talk to them and they can, you don't know what you're talking about, but here is the history right here in front of me. And I tell you, I move around a long time before I begin to read World History textbook and find out exactly what I've been looking for is right here in this book. Because I've been wondering, what book you going to find that? Because these guys won't write their history for you to know where they're coming from, the hominid stage. Because, look, what they are today is not the product solely from the hominids. They go and rape the sapiens and come out with talking babies. Okay? So, come out with adult-looking human beings talking and looking good, too. They get the good looks from the Neanderthals. And then they got the talking from the sapien hybrid, because Neanderthal was not a hybrid at all, but belonged to the species that got the mixed blood from the gods. And that's what happened. I can tell you right now that these white guys are writing a whole bunch of foolishness and hope that we will believe those foolishness like we believe the Bible, because the Bible that we believe is keeping us on the nipple buckle of their rhesus blood. Yes, we will never know any better. We will always want them to rule over us, because somehow we don't know how to rule ourselves. Only a few people I see seem to show that they have something to open their eye to see what the truth is about our civilization. These white people are not civilized in no way, shape, or form. And you read the World History textbook, they can't tell you about you've gone away from the foundation of civilization when you're talking about a court of law, whether in England or stuff like that. No, you have to come from the root of historic beginnings. That's where you got to come from, head of the stream. So don't talk about federal courthouse, because they have to come from this sapien species first. Who are you? So if you take white people now to this World History textbook and says, from hominid to sapien. So which of the species here are you belong to? You belong to the sapien that is reigning today, or to the hominid that dead out and gone? The white people, first ancestor, dead out and gone. Right? And what them live off now is the mixed blood that they mix as hominid Homo erectus. Yes, because when they go fooling around with our people and begin to poison our blood, and start talk and all that kind of stuff. They were the hominid offspring, you see. They are Homo erectus. So Homo erectus crossbreed our sapien species. And that's what creates the problem. When they write a Bible and talk about talking serpent, they are talking about themselves. So when you're reading that Bible and think that that Bible will tell you about anything like history with Adam and Eve in a garden, they are fucking lying. Fucking lying is not profanity, because that's what they do. Fuck is not a profane word. Okay? So get used to it. Okay? It's not foul language. These guys, right, they're fucking asshole and piss. It's not foul language at all. It may not sound pleasant based on what we're accustomed to. But now, to deliver the truth, this is necessary for me to use these words, because who is preaching and going around with all given things and not making anybody shake up to realize before they are dead? Come on, man. It sounds like this is something impossible to know, but it was like, for me, just like that too. I didn't know something like this exists, but it is here though, and I'm reading it, and it is as natural as ever. So what I'm trying to tell you is that what we are looking at white people to be today, that's not what they really is. Now, what they really is, what they really are, the earliest human-like creatures are the hominids, right? Lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. That's what it says. Called Australopithecines, or Southern Apes, by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in Eastern and Western Africa. They were humanid. Humans, other humans and other creatures that walk upright. To make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. They have called it Kenyatropus Pleiops, the flat-faced man of Kenya. And think that it is about 3.5 million years old, according, a second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being, a species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa. This is important. This is important. We're Homo erectus, who they are and what they did. These are the wreckage of our species, the sapiens. These Homo erectus. These are, they said, the most improved of them, right? And it says, this says, around 1.5 million years ago, this was when they appear, right? Homo erectus, upright human being. He don't say they're wise, or nothing like that. Dry, clear cut and dry in this history. This is a species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. You hear that? So you have to count from here backward to 1.5 million years ago that they are in Europe. That time, the gods did not come here yet, right? Because it's 450,000, right? 450,000. What we have here? 450,000. Okay. 450,000 years ago, the gods came here. And these hominids, Homo erectus, left Africa and go into Europe, right? So Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. You see? So they were the only type of human being around that, of course, they are hominid, you know, they are ape-like, they don't talk. You know that, as a rule. And so, it goes on to say, they were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. All right? Now, listen to this next second segment. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species, separate and apart, a different species. Wise sapien is this species. So you have the hominid and the sapien, two different species. Now, this one, this species, this sapien species is wise human being. Unlike what it says about the hominid, wise human being. So it's the third highest human being that exists that will become a hybrid, okay? The wise sapien. Two subgroups, Neanderthals and wise sapien, both develop from wise sapien species. Now, do you know that these white people are out there writing it all over the place, saying that Neanderthals belong to some other form of species? And the world history textbook here is telling you exactly that the Neanderthals and the hybrid came from wise sapien species. It doesn't come from any other species. But why is sapiens? And these white people dodging and ducking and hiding their history of being the offspring of hominid, ape-like hominid. They don't want to be known of that because they wrongfully go and interbreed with a species they don't supposed to and begin to talk like human and look like human beings. And this is what is happening in the world. They feel like they can rule the world and do kill and do whatever they want to do. That's what this situation the African people are in, because I told you, through that interbreeding, we go down. We lose our brain. Here we are. What we are doing here is what we can do, but there should be no excuse of us not ruling the world. So why are we now surrendering to the Sodomite white people to rule the world? 509 BC. That's where it begins politically. And you don't hear nobody talk about it. So you can see that our brain is gone. With all of the brilliance that these African people are showing that they have to do business and all that. You know, one of these ethnic group should have taken over to lead and run the world by kingship. The Chinese, the Indians, and the Arabs also, instead of becoming church for the white people, them, both Muslims, and a kill off the African people, them. That's what they have done. They turned the world upside down with this Jesus Bible. You see what I mean? All right. So now, I tell you the crux of the whole matter and why our orbital brain is not working like the first 100,000 years that we are known for is since we began to leave Africa and settle down outside. That's when these people come and begin to like sexually involve with our ancestors, which are young fledgling cultural people. But these, what you see here, you can tell what their character is like as ape humans from way back in time, million years ago. So now our people, they are our predator. And today, anything they want, they get it, because now they have all the weapons that we come and make from the Bronze Age. They take over everything now. You know, they talk about why Africa is behind, you know, in economically behind other countries. They are the one who put Africa there. They are the ones. Remember, Africa is the one supply us a slave to these white people. If you look into it, you'll find out that we are not close to turning around from this low level descent that we come to, because we are reading the Bible. People give us and tell us about Jesus, Adam and Eve in a garden, and none of it is true. These are criminals that evolve on earth, right? And only the history is going to tell you what they did. And for you to really know them, they are doing everything for we, the civilized people who are falling on our faces. They are doing everything to keep us down where we are. That's what is happening. Now, well, I'm here and I'm helping myself with this. I tell you, they are not civilized people, right? In the world, it's a textbook. How can they not be civilized in the world, is the textbook, if they were created civilized people? And using a Bible to make us think that they were created by this God in the Bible. That God in the Bible is a sodomite character. It's not a real character at all. Nor is Jesus a real character. There's nothing in the Bible where the devil come from. We know that people have some demons inside of them, of course, but where we come from. it was thrown down from a heaven by a God. That's a lie. You know, we will find out in animism the kind of spirit that exists in the planet, you see, or in the universe. You see what I mean? If we don't know that, we're gonna like believe what these white people write in the Bible and keep us idiot all day long. All right. Well, let me go to a little further and say this. A little tune. Chet Atkins. Why worry? Why worry? Okay, now let's get around to some things that are very, very representative of white people culture. Don't let white people fool you like, oh, they were created just like us in a Bible. Toss that and go read real history for civilized sense. And this spiritual idea or notion about be filled with the Spirit of God. You were born with the Spirit inside of you from your mother's womb. You don't have no more spirit to get. Okay? And all you have to do is live a good life. That's all you need to do. Church is not in any way a good place. Well, if you want those placating style that they have in church to make you feel like it's good to be in church, well, you can go, you're going to go there oblivious to what civilization is. You know, I mean, you couldn't give me, I mean, any amount of money in the trillions and quadrillion, you know, no amount of money you couldn't give me to go back into church, because good knowledge surpasses the what money does. You know what I mean? Give me a little bit of money and I be who I am, because nothing like being who you are. If only when you're making something of yourself, though, from the knowledge you have. If you don't have a knowledge of anything, you can't route yourself into somebody that's good. No, right? I hope that sounds good to you, because if it's good to you and you hold on to it, you will be on your way to somewhere. All right, let's go over here. Listen to this. If you don't know about white people, because white people don't talk about themselves. They hide themselves under all sort of manner of things. And once you are defiled, you know, anything that white people do will hold you, because you don't have the mind looking for civilization knowledge. You want Christmas knowledge and Easter knowledge and Jesus died on the cross knowledge and all them kind of things, which don't exist. These white people plan long hundreds of thousands of years ago to poison us African people and keep us exactly where we are today, right? And the only chance you have right now is to find out, is to realize that something wrong with you, and find out in what way you can cleanse and purge your brain from the position that is in, that keep all of us African people right where we are. And white people with their side of myself, all when them kill too many of us, we still look to them as government. They are not. And I don't know which day anybody is going to come to their senses and find that out, because a lot of people are out there and, you know, they are not about to show themselves, as it were, to come out of the closet then. And said, you know, the church is a sodomite thing. It's hard to do that because we are in it so long. But I don't find it hard to say it, because I know what the Bible says. When I start read the Bible, I'm going to find out, oh, my inner eye was blind to what the Bible is saying. Now I'm reading, I find out that, okay, this Adam and Eve in the Bible, a sodomite write it. They read our history and decide to do that and decide to come and invest, use our money to invest in Bible and a whole bunch of stuff that they use our money, invest to destroy our good senses. You see what I mean? So they started out with the interbreeding 100,000 years ago, and here we are in the Western world. We have been successful, but they come and find a plan to tell you about Jesus Christ and stuff like that. You know, you have to be really down, down, down to believe in Jesus. You know, I mean, sloppy reading and otherwise your mentality is not really sharp. Otherwise, you don't know a long time that the Jesus thing, like a lot of our African people, know that Jesus did not exist, okay? And come out of the church type of thinking. Because it's one thing to find out one thing wrong. You need to find out the whole thing. And that is start from Genesis creation story to know that there is no creation there. Okay. So let's go on to hear this. European carried alien disease as smallpox and influenza, which wiped out is K-Pak. I don't know if there's a word there, but it's more like wipe out a lot of the African people. Just a second. Okay, so now let's go on a little further now. We don't seem to understand the peril that the world is in. And anything these white people want to do, them do it, because there's no government that is bigger than them. When them get authority from Africa to go out and take the king down and take everything where the king had and go ahead with military and bring them to where they are here today, my friends. That's why there is no other government that can come up. No government in Africa. Because Africa have a whole bunch of sub-government there, right? And not one of them would come up and rule the world. They leave it to these white people. You don't see? That's why, do you have a brain? Do you intend to use it? I'm using mine. You see what I mean? Because I know I'm saying things these people don't like. They mute my mic a whole bunch of time. But you know what? They ain't getting me off the program at all. When I say program, I don't mean they can't get me off of this radio. Because they have the power to do it. The point is, by their own law, right? They won't have any right to get me out, because me not breaking no law, no way at all. You see what I mean? But they could do whatever they want. My thing is, I'm going to work with what is available to me. And I am depending on the gods who I am certain have set up this earth here, and that's what that if you ask me about if I believe in anything, this is something that I read and have a reading knowledge and see things around me, not just breeze a blow, but tangible things that these are not, what you call it, ghosts. These are immortal beings with all the we know today of, I tell you, of the science that we know and everything that we are doing in this world today as civilized communication, it comes from the gods, the Elohim gods. And if we don't rise up above these white people Of course, they're going to keep us down. But if we decide to rise up and talk and make sense, they will have to part company with us. You see what I mean? Because them and their sodomy don't plant Gungo line with us. And we must not tolerate that they are here and telling us all these old bunch of monkey business. They need to go talk about that in Europe and leave us alone. But as far as I'm concerned, the way they come, they will go. Let's get down to this. The Inca Empire was a kingdom that developed in the Andes region of South America and gradually grew larger through the military strength and diplomacy of their emperors. So you can tell where the white people, they get the name emperor from and make up their own emperor. All right? And priest. They didn't make it up 3.5 million years. You know, or 2 million years that they developed in Africa. They didn't know nothing about make up no kingdom or no empire. But they copy all of this from us and behave like it's they began these things, you know, see. All right? What I'm telling you is for real. They didn't have, you don't talk about military because they couldn't talk, remember? They didn't talk. They were ape, human walking upright. So you can understand the distinction between them and just an ordinary ape. You see, they were human like apes. That's it. Right? And being so for all of their time as a hominid, they died out and is their offspring that come now and raise hell and break every civilized law and now create them as a human being that nature did not create. You listen to it. White people are a kind of human that nature did not evolve. There was no evolution for these type of what they call Cro-Magnon modern people that is talking. They talk because of babies born from hybrid humans. That's what happened. So now, here we go here. Known as Tawantinsuyo, the Inca state spanned the distance of some 2,500 miles. That's pretty big. Northern Ecuador to central Chile and at its peak consisted of 12 million inhabitants from more than 100 different ethnic groups. Well-devised agricultural and roadway system, along with a centralized religion. Think about this. In the BC era, there was no church. It's the gods that come here and start civilization. These white people are a little set of people and they want the entire world to come under sodomy, okay? Well devised agricultural and roadway system, along with the centralized religion and language, helped maintain a cohesive state. Their power, the Inca, were quickly overwhelmed by the diseases and superior weaponry of Spanish invaders. You see, they might call themselves Spanish, or the European call themselves Spanish. All right. And the last bastion of their immense empire was overtaken in 1572. You think about what these white people are like, and I tell you the kind of human that they are. Why they would come and destroy the African people? Can't you see for yourself? If they are human like us, why are they, doing the kind of stuff what they're doing? And then they write a Bible and make it seem like, cunningly trying to make us feel like we and them are inched together. If you don't get away from these white people and you don't know that they need to get out of our territory, that's what we must consider about, is getting them out of our territory. But when we mix up with them politics, and mix up with them voting and church that we are a part of, poor our people like Dr. King and Jesse Jackson and all these Al Sharpton, these guys still don't find out them problem yet. They don't find out that the church is their problem. They can't find that out yet. So it means that their head, like I tell you, these white people have worked on us long time ago with interbreeding, and today when we think it is innocuous to have sex with them, that's not the truth. That's not the truth. We are not going to get up from where we are if we don't discover what happened to us. We are sick, all right? And so it goes on that these white people, since all of what happened that you read about what white people did, I tell you, it is not before 509 BC. It is from that day, 509 BC, we begin to read about them. That at 5 BC, many hundreds of thousands of years, that these white people interbreed and attack and look like human being. Cro-Magnon, modern man. Yes, and now we can hardly distinguish ourselves from them. You see what I mean? But the truth will distinguish us from them. As soon as we see and we begin to follow the truth, they will have to run. Inca religion. Listen what these white people kill. Listen the amount of people that they, when they were like 12 million, you see? And like 100 different ethnic groups, you see? Well devised agricultural and roadway system, along with a centralized religion and language, helped maintain a cohesive state, despite their power. Look here, these white sodomite people, the hominin species, since they are able to talk now, look, They were not able to do anything when they were in Europe. They weren't able to do anything. They were Homo erectus. And you don't read where they were causing any problem until the interbreeding thing came about. So, my friend, these things are here for us. And look how many of us has been born into this world, both Africa and in the Western world. And none of us has been able to overthrow what these white people are doing. But right now, if you think of what I am saying, if you think this is not overthrow of them, well, wait and see. Because you don't see nobody step forward to say, what are you talking about? And say what I, you know, what I am to talk about. You see what I mean? Nobody at all is touching when my identification that United States is not a government. It is a wrongly emulated so-called government. These guys have learned enough to do the things that they are doing. And with what they do to our brain with their blood, they know that they're going to hold us for a long time. Okay? So if we don't decide to wake up, we're going to go to sleep just like that. All right. Now, all of what we have, it will disappear in no time. Like, this is what they have done. Several places in the West here kill out so many of us, and they are the least of our number, and they are able to do these things because they use the kind of stuff that we are not dealing with. So we just dead out. You see, while they are being up in Europe, in Washington, you know, talk about they have Senate and all kind of thing going, the House and the Senate and all that kind of stuff going on, and a courthouse and all that. And we don't rise up to where we understand running our government. And if our Indian people were here, some 12 million of them, and they could not, they couldn't manage themselves against these faggots. You see, and them are sodomites. There's no way they should stand up against us. No way at all. And we don't need no military. We don't need no military because cohesion of the Elohim working of the forces of nature, that's all we need to have is the knowledge of who we are, and that energy is all we need. You see, why did kings begin to make up walls to keep out criminals? If these white people were the criminals, we would need nothing. You're talking about if we are divided, we must fall. You know, if we are united, it doesn't matter how far we are, but if we are united spiritually, living the right life, if we don't realize that church was never our place at all on concept, nothing to do with it. If we don't find out, we will always be under sodomite people. You see? But if they begin to feel the heat of our energy, they will run. It's no joke about that. They come up and make up church. If they were human like us, why would they have to make up church? If they want us to think that the Bible is something that, you know, is a word of God and inspired, you know, by prophets and stuff like that, then we would be of the same religion. Not church, but them will make up everything that is different from us, because what? All of what they are telling us about God and Jesus, and it's to them, it's just like fucking assholes. Really, it's true. I'm telling. They don't mean anything that they're talking about, because they say all the abominable things that they think about African people who are really civilized. Okay? So it means that we are too foolish to know that they are tricking us. You see what I mean? So now they have the wealth, they have everything that they set up in, around us, so that it is easy for us to just leave everything into their hands and dead when you're dead. All right. But what I'm trying to tell you, civilization is a central thing. And you can't be a sodomite and be a part of civilization, you know. You just can't. So that's why you got to come out from these white people, stop the church. Come out from the church. Your way of life. Because that's what they mash up for us. Inca religion. The Inca religion centered on a pantheon of gods. Did you hear that? The Inca religion centered on a pantheon. You know what a pantheon is? Look it up. Place that we learn polytheism way of life. The culture of the Niberian immortal gods. We have their blood. Don't let these white sodomite people come and destroy us with their, makeover self, man. Unnatural self. So, here we go. Pantheon of gods. Church don't relate, it don't inch to pantheon of gods. Does not. Pantheon of gods included a creator god named Varcocha. Varcocha. And Apu, Ilapu, the rain god. Impressive shrines were built throughout the kingdom, including a massive sun temple in Cusco that measured more than 1,200 feet in circumference. Powerful priest dependent on divination to diagnose illness, solve crimes, and predict the outcome of welfare. In many cases, the requiring animal sacrifice. The mummified remains of previous emperors were also treated as sacred figures and paraded around at Spanish arrival or Hindu, what? No. They're trying to get some things inside of here that don't belong here. Because we don't accept no Indo European form of worship or not like that, because they are hypocrites that pretend that they love the gods and stuff like that. They are hypocrites. No. Always, these white people always kick up themselves in history and give an impression like they are a part. You see, that's what they have done, is use every single thing that we have that they can wear or use in any way. They steal it from us, and then it becomes theirs, like them popularize it. Despite these advances, the arrival of Spanish explorer in the 1500s soon set into motion the events that would lead to the collapse of the empire. You see that? That's how evil can destroy good, just like that, man. And these same white people call themselves Portuguese, Spanish, and all kind of different something they call themselves. You see what I mean? The Spanish carried such alien disease. I talk about Spanish. The European them. They spread themselves out all over the place. You see, and attack us from every different part, like a different people attacking us. At them same one as smallpox and influenza, which wipe out a huge chunk of the population before killing K-Pac. And his chosen successor around 1525. So you see, they start killing out the people. You see, there are people who no trouble them. Why they don't go about their business and go look a life or go to the Sahara Desert and make up a place for themselves? No, they're coming after us. And you mean we African people have not able to see that yet? You mean we have not had any glance that these white people are just plain criminals? You mean they come here and take what we have and settle down like it is theirs? Go to Europe, Rome, Italy, and see where they do the same thing. When you hear people talk about Rome today, you think are these white people are first Romans. Them call themselves Romans. And, you know, we are so, like I said, we are dumbed down. We are not seeing the civilized world. We don't know what civilization is, because these folks have studied well. They are brilliant. And this is the kind of problem. But if you look and see, these people are corrupt underneath them crutches. You don't see what I mean? They are sodomite. And they have only adopted certain ways that civilized people have, because they take our blood, and this is what happened to us. We go down and they come up and killing us. That's what happened. Now, those two deaths speak. No, those two deaths sparked a civil war, as would be emperors battled for power with Altaholpa. Eventually, outlasting his half brother, Huascar, to grab the throne of the new weakened empire. That's it, my friend. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, you know. And let me go quickly. to this next segment and tell you something about what these white people are really thinking, right? This is going to come from their own literature, a document called Puritan Christian Agenda. Listen to some of this. The fact is, the Puritans have the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. That is the Christianity that African people are drawn into. The Puritans believe that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God. What God? The sodomite, what they have in the Bible. Especially as written in the Old Testament. They believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God. Imagine you're praying to this God every day you go to church to be the new Israel. You see, they talk like us, they look like us, but what where their mind is? Sodomy. Yes. So they claim that it is a place, America is a place specially appointed by God to be the new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christians. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, "God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies." Siegel and Steinbeck. Puritan Indians, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny. And there are pages in this document for you to go on reading about what they're saying. Converting the pagans for God was acceptable to the Puritans. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. And my friends, that is about how much I have here. And I always like to invite people to come on and get the link from me. I am keeping this link for people to come and pick it up because we do need it. Okay, it is hard to get out of the crutches of these white people because they're slick. They are, if they get Africa out of the way, then you know, you got to understand what we out here, all by ourselves, what we have to do is to find the truth and live by it. We will succeed. Take good care. And we have a little here. Listen, to when people were coming to America, Neil Diamond, think about the time. It's a part of what I'm talking about. Because today we hear Neil Diamond thing, coming to America, coming to America. But we don't really understand the terrible and harsh and awful place that we are in because these people interrupted our lives. Short of keeping the decrees of the Elohim, we ain't going no place at all. Here we go. Neil Diamond, they come to America.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? Thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you, crazy for thinking that my